Boker Ora Botai. One clarification of a halakha. So the question is the mekor and the obligation, if at all, to stand during the hazara of the Amidah. We see some people that stand. Do they have what to rely on? Is that the right thing to do? Or is it not an item? So the few sources that we have on this is the Rama in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet. He brings down that the Minhag in Ashkenaz was that they actually would stand during the entire Hazara. And the Mishnah Berura brings down from the Pri Megadim, he says, but today everybody does what they want to do. Some people stand, some people sit, some people talk, as if he's frustrated, the Pri Megadim that he's quoting, that, you know, today, unfortunately, we lost control. But it seemed that in the old days, that was the custom, they would stand during the Amidah, Hazara. It's actually probably based on Harambam. Although the Rama does not quote the Rambam, he says it's from the Minhagim, but the Rambam quotes in Hilchot Tefillah that regarding when the Hazan starts the Amidah over, this is his Lashon, V'chol ha'am omdim v'shum'im. That the Kahal is omed v'shum'ya. So clearly it sounds like from Harambam, omdim v'shum'im. And actually, that's the way the Ben Ish Hai in Parashat Terumah also says, that omed al raglav, that everybody stands and pays attention to the Hazara. This is also the opinion of Rav Chida in Sefer Kesher Gudal. It's also the opinion of Kafa Hayim Palachi and Kafa Hayim Sofer. Both hold that it's proper to stand during the Hazara, as well as the Sefer Hesed La'alafim. So we have many of the Sfaradi poskim that all agreed that would be the proper practice to stand during the Hazara. Le'ummatam, against them, is what Chacham Avadiah Hadaya Alav Hashalom said in Yaskil Abdi. He came along and said that we're reading the Rambam wrong. He said that the Rambam says, Omdim v'shum'im. How could you read it wrong? It's Omdim v'shum'im. He said, but you don't know what the word Omdim means in that context. He said, you need to go and learn the Gemara in Sotah that talks about the law that when they open the Sefer Torah, the people have to be silent. Shotkin. And what's the proof of the Gemara that people cannot talk during the reading of the Sefer Torah? It's a pasuk in Nehemia Perek Chet. Over there it says, Upepetcho amdu ha'am. That when they open the Sefer Torah, amdu ha'am. Over there, amdu ha'am in that Gemara means shatku ha'am. So therefore he says that Harambam means kol ha'am omdim b'shum'im perush shotkim b'shum'im. All the Rambam is telling you is that you shouldn't talk during the Hazara, but nothing to do whether you should stand or not. Especially says today that the Hazara is really not for us to be yotzeh, right? Because today we're all baki. So therefore, there's really no inyan. Probably it's better to sit, he says, so you can have more kavanah in answering amen. And he goes on to say further that if indeed that was the shita of the Rambam, how come the Rama doesn't quote the Rambam? The Rambam says, minhagim. Minhagim. You have a befirush Rambam, you should quote the Rambam. Oh, that's good questions that Chacham Avadiah Hadaya has. So we have to answer the questions. The answers to the questions are as follows. First of all, Harambam, when he talks about talking during the Sefer Torah, over there, Halakha Harambam writes that when they open the Sefer Torah, Kol ha'am shotkim v'shum'im. So why, when it came to the Chot Sefer Torah, when the Gemara used the word omdim from the Pasuk, and the Rambam comes and clarifies that it means shotkim, and when it comes to the Halakha of Amidah, there, Rambam used the word omdim. So Rambam knew the word shotkim, obviously, and he used it in Sefer Torah. So therefore, you see, that must be the difference, at least in Rambam's terminology, because he used shotkim and omdim, and it could be means that actually to stand. Furthermore, I found what his son, Rabbeinu Abraham ben Osher Rambam, writes about his father. This is brought down in the Sefer Ma'aser Okeah in the Hakdama, that the Rambam did away with Hazara. Why? Because he felt that the people were not paying attention and they were talking and they weren't answering. And therefore, he said, you know, there's no, it's better to do Bekol Ram. That's why many times you see in the shuls they do Bekol Ram, they rely on Chitat Rambam. But what? One of the things that Rambam writes, Rabbeinu Abraham says about his father, he says, and the people were not omdin be'emah u'bir'ah, like they stand in the lahash. So clearly, Rambam had an issue that people should stand in the hazara with the same emah and yirah like they stand in the lahash, and they weren't. Therefore, he said, you know what? They said they're not respecting it the proper way. So it seems Rambam shita was omdin. The fact that the Rambam doesn't quote Rambam is not a question, because the Rambam just coming to show you the minhag of Ashkenaz. Rambam writes in the Hakdama of his book. He didn't come to give sources. He came to say that whenever there's a minhag in Ashkenaz, he's going to bring the minhag, not the mikorot of where we have to bring it from. That's the minhag of Ashkenaz. And therefore, it seems based on that, that it would be proper to stand during the Hazara. I must point out that Achav Avadiyah, Alev Hashem, and Yahweh Da'at, he takes odds with this Benish High, and he says that really it's okay to sit, and he has ra'ayot. Lema'aseh, we do have a question from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi at the end of Rosh Hashanah says that on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Rav Chisda used to sit during the Musaf. Used to sit during the Amidah, during the Hazara. So you see what? There's a proof to those rabbis that want to say you could sit. Ben Ishai says, and the Mefarshim answer, that's the Halachot Ketanot writes, that could be that Rav Chisda was a Zaken. Okay, in Echarami, Zaken, the Halash, he could sit. And that's actually the way that Ben Ishai learns in Parashat Terumah, where he says that a person should stand during the Hazara unless he's Zaken, the Halush, or Anus. And that's the way they learn the Yerushalmi. So that's not such a, question. You get out of it. The Ma'aser, Hakam David in Halakha Berura says that although it's the minhag of the Sefaradim to sit, I don't know why it's the minhag of the Sefaradim to sit, Amida, Kafahim Palachi, Kafahim Sofer, but he says today they sit, although it wasn't always like that. One of the rabbis writes the Halakhot Kedot, says he was in Verona, Italy, and he went to the Ashkenazi Shul, and Ashkenazim was sitting in the Hazara, and went to the Sefaradi Shul in Verona, and they were standing. So we'll go figure that out. But nonetheless, one, if he can stand, especially during the Tefillot of Yamim Nuraim, Matov Manaim, especially if he's young and he's strong, he can do it. But Hakam David says that even those that have the custom not to stand, but if you're in a place where the minhag is to stand, then lo yeshev ben haomdim, that you shouldn't sit amongst the people that are standing. You would have to follow the minhag of the place that you're playing, and not to stand out. Again, so halacha l'maaseh, those that stand definitely have what to rely on, they should. But again, those that are sitting, they have Hakam of Adiyah, Alav HaShalom, that defended that position. So, Elu Be'elu Ve'elu Chayim. But again, if a person is young and he has the strength, has the ability, we have a Ben Yishai, we have the Chidah, we have the Ketukah Fahayim, we have the Chesed Alavim. So, therefore, it would be a proper, especially if you have a clear reading of Harambam, it would sound like one should try to at least stand during the Hazara.